Dr. Pinsky dictating email IMA on August 16 regarding Gage, G-A-G-E, Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T. Gage Gilbert is a 23-year-old male. Reports he was injured at work on 9/3/19. But on that occasion, he slipped on a wet floor in the bathroom. But he believes he injured his head and neck and went to Cape Regional Emergency Room afterwards. But he specifies that he hit the back of his head on the right side against the tile floor, but is uncertain if he lost consciousness. Barrett, he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Barrett, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Barrett, new paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Gilbert alleged he slipped and fell, striking his head on the ground. Leading to permanent injuries involving his head, comma, psychiatric, comma, neurologic, comma, concussion, comma, and headaches. Paired treatment records show he was seen at Cape Regional Urgent Care on 9/5/19, complaining of a headache. Since 9/3/19, paired he was evaluated and diagnosed with a headache and unspecified head injury, for which he was referred to the emergency department. He then had a CAT scan of his head at Cape Regional to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph on 9/11/19, he was seen by Dr. Petrucci, P-E-T-R-U-C-C-I, who is a podiatrist. Period. He related the fall and his treatment to date. Period. He had a negative CAT scan and was referred to a concussion center. Period. He was already taking Adderall, comma, Claritin, comma, Flonase, comma, and Rizatriptan. Period. Past medical history included reactive airway disease, comma, ADHD, comma, and anxiety, period. Dr. Petrucci kept him out of work and recommended rest and Tylenol or Motrin, but he also recommended a concussion specialist and slash neurologist, period. In paragraph on 9/18/19, Dr. Petrucci referred him for an MRI of the brain. Pending paragraph on 9/30/19, he was seen by neurologist Dr. Gottfried, G-O-T-T-F-R-I-E-D. Period. She diagnosed acute post-traumatic headache, for which she recommended counseling and remaining out of work. Apparently, she also ordered an MRI of the brain and butalbital-APAP-caffeine. Period. He did undergo the brain MRI on 10/2/19. That was unremarkable. Period. He followed up with Dr. Gottfried on 10/15/19. Barrett asked a history of using medical marijuana, which may have been from the outset. Period. She cleared him for full duty and referred him to psychology. Period. His Fioris, that was discontinued. Period. New paragraph on 11/5/19, he was seen by psychologist Dr. Tremaine, T-R-E-M-A-I-N-E, period. She noted his history of ADHD and learning difficulty, as well as anxiety and migraines, So his current difficulties were believed to be multi-determined. Period. She thought his concussion and residual symptoms are transient in nature. Period. He would benefit from 2 to 3 cognitive behavioral therapy sessions to help manage residual concussion symptoms, comma, poor sleep, comma, and panic attacks. Period. She cleared him to work. Should his employer permit him to take a break if he gets a headache or has a panic attack for a limited time? Period. In paragraph, he saw Dr. Gottfried again on 11/21/19. And continued his Interrail. Period. From a neurologic perspective, she deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. In paragraph, however, on 9/1/20, Mr. Gilbert returned to Dr. Gottfried, stating his symptoms were worsening, particularly his headache, comma, head pain, comma, nausea, comma, memory loss and vomiting, along with increased neck and mid-back pain since his last eval on 11/21/19. Period. After this evaluation, Dr. Gottfried again diagnosed chronic post-traumatic headache, for which he was going to restart propranolol, to which he had a previously good response. Period. He followed up with Dr. Gottfried 11/24/20. Period. At that time, she again deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. From a neurologic perspective, period, she thought his current pain was a cervicogenic headache that appears to be referred from the cervical spine. Period. It is different than his post-traumatic headache. Period. She explained that propranolol would not be expected to help with this type of pain. Period. She recommended he see a chiropractor or physical therapy. Period. New paragraph on 2/1/21, he had a neurosurgical consultation with Dr. Glass. Period. He learned a petitioner had been treating with unauthorized chiropractic care from November 2020 up until the present. Period. His impression was cervicalgia that he related to the subject event. Period. He recommended cervical dynamic flexion extension x-rays and an MRI. Period. He did undergo cervical spine MRI on 5/29/21 to be inserted here. Period. Returned to Dr. Glass on 6/17/21 to review its results. Period. He also, in addition to the MRI showing no focal cervical disc herniation, the x-rays revealed no fracture or instability. Period. He was advised to participate in physical therapy and to follow up afterwards. Period. His neurologic exam was unremarkable. Period. Physical exam. He had eyes, ears, normal, heart normal, lungs normal, neurologic. He declined attempting tandem gait for ataxia, but this section was otherwise normal. Under general appearance, he expressed that he had already been diagnosed with cysts in his right lung. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed his nails were severely bitten. Period. He had abrasions on his forearms. Period. His hands had callus formation, comma, dirty palms, comma, dirt under the fingernails, and a rough texture. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities lower. He had psoriasis about the right knee. Period. He had recent abrasions on his right shin that he attributed to cutting bushes the previous day. A pair of deep tendon reflexes were 1 plus and symmetric at the patella and 2 plus at the Achilles. Compared these correlate with his evaluation with Dr. Glass and others. The rest of that section is normal, spine, cervical. Active flexion was volitionally limited to 30 degrees, comma. Rotation right 45 degrees and left 35 degrees, comma. Side bending right 40 degrees with left side bending and extension full to 45 and 60 degrees, respectively. Paired had non-reproducible tenderness, palpation. In the suboccipital area on the left in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. Just going to delete the supine straight leg raising maneuvers. Impressions. On 9/3/19, Gage Gilbert slipped and fell on a wet floor at work. Pretty struck his head without loss of consciousness. Pretty was seen at urgent care and quickly, 2 days later, and was immediately referred to the emergency room. Paired, he had a normal CAT scan of the head at that time. Paired, he followed up with his personal physician named Dr. Petrucci. Paired, he also saw a neurologist, Dr. Gottfried. Paired, he had him undergo a brain MRI in 10/2/19 that was negative. Paired, subsequently, she thought his headaches were cervicogenic rather than from trauma. Period. He had a cervical spine MRI to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Gilbert also had the benefit of neurosurgical consultation as above. Period. He also had some physical therapy and psychological care. Period. New paragraph, the current examination. Found there to be variable but ultimately full range of motion about the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. He had full range of motion of both the upper and lower extremities as well as the thoracic and lumbar spines. But there were skin changes on his upper and lower extremities consistent with someone who remains physically active. Period. He declined attempting tandem gait, but his neurologic exam was otherwise benign. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head or neck. Period. In this event, Mr. Gilbert sustained soft tissue injuries that have long since resolved from an objective medical perspective. Period. End.